Thank you, Mr. Chair. We align our position with the statements made on behalf of NAM and the OIC. We congratulate you on your re-election as Chair Rapporteur of this important working group and commend your skillful stewardship. We are grateful to the drafting group for its valuable work in identifying elements of the draft convention. We also thank OHCHR for its continued support to the working group. Despite the divergences, we have come a long way in conceptualizing and strengthening the existing normative framework on the right to development. Our collective efforts have resulted in evolving a draft text. This draft is a comprehensive document that contextualizes the right to development and captures the essence of important principles codified in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, the Declaration on the Right to Development, the Addis Ababa Action Agenda, and other core human rights covenants. We welcome the integration of key factors and drivers of sustainable development into the draft text, which would hopefully help in operationalizing the right to development. Mr. Chair, Rapporteur, we would like to reiterate the organic linkage between and mutually reinforcing dimensions of the right to development and other human rights. The operationalization and realization of this right is critical to the enjoyment of social, economic, and cultural rights individually and collectively. Therefore, formulation of international development policies is essential to the operationalization of this right. However, this is not a critical enabler. Only a legal instrument can guarantee the sustainable and meaningful realization of the right to development. We are concerned over the persistent lack of political will and commitment to mobilize resources to address inequalities among and within societies and countries. Reduced fiscal space, growing debt burdens, and liquidity crunch have undermined developing countries' plans and policies to alleviate extreme poverty, provide decent work, and ensure access to health and education. Continued capital and financial outflows through illicit means have also robbed vital resources for economic and social development in the global south. The COVID pandemic has also eroded multiple development gains while impeding states' progress towards achievement of the SDGs. Mr. Chair, the further exacerbation of inequalities, the resulting regression in development gains, and to secure an equal enjoyment of human rights by everyone everywhere requires transformational actions and demonstration of political will to deal with these systemic issues through greater cooperation, bringing transparency in international financial order, fulfilling commitments on financing for development, and good faith engagement in the process of negotiations on the legal instrument. We encourage all stakeholders to actively participate in the deliberations, and we stand ready to engage constructively. We are confident that with joint efforts and constructive engagement, the operationalization of the right to development and progress on the 2030 development agenda can be attained for a more peaceful, inclusive, and prosperous world in which no one is left behind. I thank you, Mr. Chair.